Alaska tourism businesses are bracing for a rough season. With startup about a month out, it's clear that the recession will have a big impact on visitor numbers. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Most people don't come to Alaska on a whim. An Alaska Travel Industry Association president and chief operating officer Ron Peck says that makes the state's tourism operators especially vulnerable to the drawn-out economic slowdown.
Because we're a long-haul destination, we're being impacted even more harshly than some other states might be. We have heard from businesses from Ketchikan to Tok and everywhere in between, pretty challenging stories. Businesses are down 20, 30, upwards, some of them even over 50% in terms of their advance bookings.
Peck spoke to a group of tourism business operators from along the parks and Richardson highways gathered for a conference in Fairbanks. He says the worst may be yet to come given cruise ship companies' planned cancellation of some Alaska sailings in 2010 and beyond, the loss of about 100,000 of the over 1 million passengers that come to Alaska via cruise lines annually will likely compound what's already a rough situation for businesses that provide shore-based activities and side trips. Scott Reisland, who runs Denali Grizzly Bear Resort on the park's highway, says this has been the worst preseason in his family's 41 years of business.
I just completed my first quarter fiscal statements and taxes, and we were down 72% from last year at this time in terms of bookings. And that's a really scary, scary thing for us.
Reisland says he currently has 40 to 50 rooms empty per day for the upcoming summer at a time when he's normally all booked up. He says he knows he's not alone in the situation.
People aren't traveling to Alaska. I mean, you're seeing this impact in the cruise ship industry. Airlines are canceling flights that they normally have seasonally coming to the state. They're moving boats from Whittier, the cruise ships, out to the Caribbean. It's going to be really tough.
Reisland says he's reduced rates and is hoping Alaskans choosing to travel in-state can shore up business. That sentiment is echoed by Colleen Stevens, who runs Stan Stevens Cruises in Valdez and serves on the ATIA Marketing Committee. Stevens says the statewide decline in preseason bookings is worse than the one that followed the 2001 terrorist attacks. And she says not only business owners are being hurt.
Our shorter tour is running 7 days a week, but our longer tour is only going to be running about four, which means, you know, our onboard crew are going from, you know, 15 to nine. And so it does equate to jobs. And you'll see that across the board in the state. There's a fishing lodge that we've been told about in Kenai that normally hires 14, and they've hired two.
Stevens says a statewide effort is underway to boost business. The ATIA's PEC says the hottest deals from the coolest state program has about 200 operators offering a range of special deals.
Everything from dollars off, stay two nights, get third night free, special package programs with other businesses that they can align themselves with. And so we're pleased with the number of people that are participating. But at the same moment, there's a little bit of a sadness in that just because that's an indicator that businesses are hurting.
Peck says one bright spot in the upcoming season may be in the hard-to-predict road travel market. He says lower fuel prices may mean more people driving to and around Alaska this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.